Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Cindy. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I got to get adjusted to this afternoon, y'all, so y'all got to bear with me. Want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their business or just living out their dreams. And it also inspires me to know when I've touched and inspired someone who has took my advice or just started that ideal dream business. So I got to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, and your reality. Again, I'm still looking for individuals to send your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can actually feature your material on the nowhiphop.com segment. Last week on the show, had a hardworking actor, so he says, from New York City, Rodney Montoya, and he was definitely here with me today on the show. Gonna have Love and Hip Hop, Hail to the Queen, got Mama D rolling with me today. So you definitely gotta check that out. You know what time it is. Gotta switch gears a little bit. Got to give you your dose of reality. You know, reality is always juicy. Gotta give it to you, gotta give it to you. All right, now let's put it on the table. I'm rolling solo today, rolling solo. All right, we had the Real Housewives to Atlanta. We had their reunion. We had the ladies being, I don't know if you would call them ladies. They were cutting up. I really didn't like that. But, hey, that's reality. We got to do it that way. Well, because you had Portia fighting Kenya. And, of course, I think she was provoked. So that happened there. But, Miss Lil Nene, she was standoffish. I mean, she was Team Portia all the way. I wonder who. Well, you know what? It's rumored in the blogs that Portia has been fired and Cynthia won't come back. Now, if you watch what happened live after the reunion, Cynthia kind of threw a little shade on Nene. So, you know, so basically to sum it up, they're not friends anymore. I kind of hate that because they did sign a friendship contract. That's first and foremost. And I thought they would, you know, I really thought their relationship was really, really good. So, Well, let's move on from that. Had my beautiful ladies of Basketball Wives from L.A. Now, that was a mess. I tell you that Jackie know how to keep up some drama. But then this time it was Sunday and Brandy. So, I don't know. Y'all got to hit me up on that one. If y'all felt like Sunday was wrong, y'all hit me up at 347-215-6288. Let me know what y'all feel about that. I don't know. Then my Black Ink crew, you saw Miss Duchess had a breast lift. Go on, girl. I was like, go on, Duchess. Get yourself together. And then you had Caesar. He was reminiscing. He really, really missed her, so hopefully they'll get their stuff back together. Poor thing. But all right, y'all, going to give you your blast from the past. And when I come back, going to have Mama D in the house with me. So sit back, relax, enjoy your blast from the past. Again, you're rolling with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Be right back.
All right. All right. Blast from the past. From the past.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So that's what the...
Branded herself in the world of reality, from writing her first novel, to starting her cosmetic line, to even doing her own clothing line. I tell you, she's hot. Let's welcome to the show, hail to the queen, reality star, Mama D. What's up, Mama D?
What's up, baby?
Girl, what's going on with you?
Mama D is in the building.
She's definitely rolling up in here with us today. Well, tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the world of reality?
Well, it was kind of accidental, but this, and then it wasn't. My Scrappy had went through a bad relationship with this girl, Diamond, and she kind of cheated on Scrappy with Soulja Boy.
Okay.
After was, before I let my son look bad, I'll make a commoner look bad. So I drug her. When Mona Scott Young was trying to find love in hip-hop for Atlanta, they say, well, who is the Diamond's mom in the South? And everybody say, well, did you hear the interview that Mama D gave Smashing Diamond, formerly of Crime Law? When they heard it, my interview and how I drug her, they were like, okay, she's on fire. Let's get down to Atlanta and just interview her and Scrappy.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So how has the success been for you?
It's been, like, you know, it's been some mountain highs, some valley lows. The highs is just, you know, you get to meet everybody in the industry. Things are given to you free. I mean, people, like, roll out the red carpet everywhere you go. But the downside is when you just want to have dinner, you know, with the family or spend time with your kids or grandkids,
which
I have.
Uh-huh.
Your boyfriend, people will just walk up to you and don't think anything about your privacy. They think that your time is their time.
That's true. That's right. Well, you're royalty, and, you know, they love you. So, I mean, but I understand what you're saying as far as the downside of it. Yeah. Well, let me ask you, what can we expect from this season of Love and Hip Hop? I know you can't really talk about it, but, you know, what can we expect?
Well, let's put it this way. This season, we were introduced to the world.
That's right.
This season, we laid you on the floor.
Oh.
This season, we're going to take everything with the ski mask.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well, you know what? I got to be ready then.
Okay, because, look, we're going to have you at the edge of night, and we're going to drop you off now.
All right. Well, how is the prince doing?
He's been about the business of the palace. He's going about, you know, he's single. Just experiencing a lot of things as being a single young man.
Oh, I need to hurry to get down at Atlanta then. I'm just kidding. Is he back in the studio?
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, and you know what? Congrats to the video with T-Pain and B.O.B. Baby, you was rocking that video. You know what? You are just a jack of all trades.
Oh, yeah, I wear many hats, baby.
You do. And I mean, again, congrats to that. So what current events are you working on? What projects are you working on outside of the reality show?
See, I'm working on my book, and it's entitled My Life in That Order, and it reflects why it will explain to the world why I act the way I act. Like, I was abused, physical abuse by my stepfather, and my mom allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was a registered nurse by trade, so in 96 I was in a car accident, couldn't walk for 3 years. I ended up selling drugs and being a female pimp. You know, just a world perspective of the real woman.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm not bragging on my past, but I'm just letting people know my walk in life.
Right, right.
So I got that going, and 6 months after My Life in That Order comes out, then my cookbook is coming out.
Okay.
Along with the with that, I have a queen collection coming out, a clothing line.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, we got to give the grown, sexy ladies something to wear.
That's right. We waiting on it. I'm hoping you got some plus sizes rolling up in that that collection.
But look, girl, everybody can't wear those short tops.
Oh,
you cannot, because Scrappy gave me a stomach full of stretch marks, and I don't mind seeing it.
That's a mess. Well, what's your biggest go-to fashion item or your trend right now since you're jumping in the world of fashion now?
My go-to trend, mm-hmm. I like A-line dresses.
Okay.
Like that Jackie O Natchez type stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that sexy curvy to show you curves.
Yeah, that's right. So did you design your clothing line that you're launching?
Some of the pieces I will be.
Okay, and what can we be expecting that?
Give me to the end of August. They should be out in a catalog. Should be ready.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm waiting on that. I am
what
so
I'm
happy.
Going to do as well, I'm going to do a photo shoot.
Okay.
Pieces and put them on online and you can pre-order that way, even before the catalog comes out. How about that?
That is awesome. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to have to order me some stuff. I'm going to be broke fooling with you. I am going to be broke. Anything else you want to talk about? What else you're doing with the line or the makeup or?
You know, just, you know, being out there, being a woman of my age, you know, being having grandkids and being an entrepreneur this late in life.
Yeah.
So I just want everybody to know it's never too late. As long as you're living and breathing, it's never too late to dream the impossible dream, to always shoot for the stars.
Right.
Always love yourself in Christ Jesus, and everything else will work itself out.
You are truly an inspiration. I got to ask you real quick, what three things you can't live without? Give me just anything. It could be food, liquor.
I can't live without Christ.
Okay.
I can't live without my kids and grandkids.
Okay.
And I can't live without my health and strength, because, you know, my health and strength, I can always get the money.
That's right.
So those three are the top.
Okay. What's for any person or any women out there who want to follow your success and career, what words of wisdom or encouragement would you give them?
Stay focused. Set a goal. Because Benjamin E. Mays once said, when a person sets a goal, it doesn't matter how high or low it is, but if they just wake up and have some type of structure, some type of goal, but rather than wake up to live just to be living, just existing, come on now.
Yep.
We were all put on this earth for a reason. So everybody needs to find their purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
That's right. That's what I'm saying, honey. You just said it. Well, I can't wait. In that order. I love it. Ooh, you a mess. I cannot wait till the season. When does the season actually kick off?
It kicks off May the 5th.
Okay, May the 5th.
And I hope the world is ready.
Oh, Lord.
Let me tell you something. There's some deep emotional turns that happen in the palace that I can't discuss. And then, just when you think you know Mama D,
mm-hmm.
a whole other side of Mama D that you're going to see after the seventh episode.
Oh, Lord.
So first season we had 10.
Mm-hmm.
We had 15. This season we got 18.
Okay.
Episodes. So I want the world, get ready, on your mark, the call is gone for Mama D.
Mama D, thank you for taking time to call the show. I know you got a tight
schedule. To see y'all this summer on my tour.
That's right. I hope you come to Texas.
I will, for my book tour and even the club tour.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll be at both of them. You just let me know, tweet me, let me know.
You can follow me. I usually post a week prior where I'm going to be next.
Oh, okay.
If you follow me, and your people can follow me on the THA Real Aura.
Well, thank you, Mama D, for taking the time to call this show and giving us all that insightful information. We're definitely going to be checking you out, looking for the book, looking for the clothing line, and we're definitely going to be in tune May 5th in front of the TV waiting to see what's jumping off on my love and hip-hop.
And thank you for having me. Thank you, everyone, for loving VH1's Love and Hip-Hop Atlanta. We'll see you all in your living room May the 5th.
All right, Mama D, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on,
Al. That was my Mama D, y'all. Mama D is so cool, y'all. I love Mama D. I'm about to roll down at Atlanta and hang out with Mama D. And when she comes here to Houston, Texas, I'm definitely going to have to roll with Mama D. Definitely going to support her on her clothing line. Definitely going to support her on her book. So definitely keep your eyes open and your ears open at Amazon.com. Or again, follow her on Twitter. Hit her up on, look at where, just Google her up and just see what she has going on. Going to definitely support her on all her endeavors. So, all right, y'all, this wraps up today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you guys have a great week, an awesome weekend, blessed weekend at that. I'm not going to tell y'all who's next week. I got to give y'all a surprise, but I'll give you a little hint. He's one of our favorite pastors from the Preachers of L.A., so definitely got to stay tuned with me. Got to get used to my new time, y'all, so definitely tweet me or email me. You got any ideas you want to share? You want to be interviewed on this show? you got something to say, you want people to hear it, again, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'm open to any and everything, and I'm definitely will get you on that platform. Again, I'm looking for my independent artists to email me your content to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get it on the rotation for our NowHipHop.com segment, and that's on Fridays that I roll with my buddy Mo Rock. So definitely, again, check that out. Again, y'all, have a good one, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing.